Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Orthopedics of Oklahoma, and we'll talk some Bartlesville schools coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And as we often do, we get an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Bartlesville School Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and you get to high school football normally Friday on Thursday this week so that everybody can have at least a Friday, if not a Thursday and Friday off.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to believe fall break is here. our students will be in class today and then off Thursday and Friday, although there are still several things going on this week. Mm-hmm. You mentioned our normal tradition during fall break week, we play our football game on Thursday night, which was home game. We play Ponca City tomorrow night, so encourage everyone to come out for that 7 o'clock kickoff. And also our marching band, they're having their state marching contest is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so they are on Friday evening at 6:30. They're going to have a dress rehearsal. They're going to do their full show. They encourage everyone to come out and support the band. And it won't take very long if they're available on Friday at 6:30 to come out and support the band. And we also have our cross-country kids are running regionals on Saturday morning down at Mohawk Park. And so it's hard to believe we're about to turn the page. We're going from that fall season into the winter season.
Yeah, that halftime show designed to fit in about a 15-minute window at a game. But competitively, you've got judges out in the field wandering, talking to their tape recorders so that the band gets some feedback on that. But you're invited Friday night to come mm-hmm. see it without all the judges wandering.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great opportunity. Yeah, it's great for our kids, too, to see that level of support. They really... our marching band, they put in hours and hours and hours and really put a lot of time and effort in and proud of what they're accomplishing.
Yeah, and whether the local music staff works out everything themselves or whether you buy a prepackaged mm-hmm. show for a price, mm-hmm. the point is it's a lot of work, and the students have been working on that usually since well before school started.
That's right. They start well before football practice starts. Yeah. Those kids are out there marching and literally get the full season of that very hot weather to, of course, now here we are. It's pretty cool on them this morning. So really proud of all the work that they do to represent our school.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, yeah, Friday night, so either go out for dinner before or after and mm-hmm. spend, 30 minutes at Custer Stadium.
Yeah, that'd be great on Friday. And as a reminder, too, we do have the football game. We only have four home football games this year, and so we're at home the next 2 weeks, and including tomorrow night, so encourage everyone to come out and support the Bruins. We still are, I think we have three games left, and we're still in the playoff hunt these last three games, so we've had some great crowds, great support of our kids. I know hopefully that'll continue here the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Get out there and support the team. Just because I'm looking at something other than your normal garb when you walk in here, an event with students coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Really proud of Bartlesville High School. They have organized a day, actually it's for 8th through the 12th grade, of kids and the variety of activities going on, and probably the highlight to me anyway is for our seniors. They are going to be, in fact, they're doing some cap and gown ordering right now, and our high school's partnered with ConocoPhillips and others. They're going to have a professional conference day. They're going to learn many different opportunities. They're going to bus them down to Hilton Garden Inn. There'll be some keynotes. Matter of fact, I'll be speaking to them shortly. That's why I have this T-shirt on, provided by ConocoPhillips. First time I've wore a T-shirt to work in a long time, Charlie. And I'm enjoying this, I must say.
But I have to wear it. It's part of what's going
on. Right.
And you get to feel more, I'll say, comfortable.
That's exactly right, too. So really proud. We have many different speakers that are going to be spending some time with our kids. I just ran into Caleb Potter. He's going to be talking to some freshmen out at Tri-County, or maybe 8th grade out at Tri-County. And I think Evan's going to talk to him in the afternoon. So it's a great opportunity for our kids to learn about different career opportunities for them. Really proud of our partnerships that we have with people to come and spend time with our kids so they can learn. And the goal of it, especially for our seniors, is for them to have a day where they have some different choices where they can select from, but hopefully help them have that professional conference experience that most of them haven't had. And so we want to help prepare them for that next step, and this is definitely a step in that direction.
Yeah, typically the educational system will give you all the tools you need to actually work the job, but somehow that job interview process wasn't traditionally part of the process.
That's right. There's a couple of neat breakout sessions that kids have the opportunity to choose from. I know Chase Alcott, for example, from Chick-fil-A is going to come talk to him about speak to our kids about interviewing, and there's going to be talking about resume and filling out applications as well. We have Tate Boys is coming as well to talk about just basic car maintenance 101. I know a lot of kids are about leaving home for the first time, going off to college, and so some of those basic things that everyone needs to know.
Yeah, my folks wouldn't let me drive the car out of town until I had actually proven by changing a tire that I could change a tire, and that, you know, so it's just one of those things, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so really, really proud of that opportunity for our kids, and it's going to be a great day, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with our seniors here in a little bit. Got a couple other things going on today. Project Fit America, they have provided some playground equipment at Ranch Heights and Wilson, and also some training for staff. And they're having a kickoff today out at 10 o'clock out at Wilson Elementary, and then at 2 o'clock at Ranch Heights. And that's something that's provided through Jane Phillips Medical Center and Ascension, Truity Credit Union. Also are big sponsors of that, and so really proud of that opportunity to help our kids be more active. There's some great training that comes along with that for our physical education teachers, and so that'll really glad that our kids are going to have that opportunity. And kind of along those lines as well, we were talking earlier, Charlie, about the Run the Streets program and right. Bruins on the Run. Just this past Saturday, I'm encouraging our staff to take care of themselves, and so to model that type of behavior for their kids. And so really, and Jennifer and I sponsored at a level where our employees could participate in the run, basically just for the cost of the shirt. And I actually worked out an agreement with the Run the Streets folks, and had an agreement for, they said, well, for this X amount, we'll sponsor about 70 people. And I'm thinking, there's no way in the world we'll have 70 people participate. And we ended up with 141 sign up for the Little Rock 8K, which was wonderful because it supports the Run the Streets program. And also the Bruins on the Run program, which we had 30 fifth graders from Wayside and Kane. And we had 11 teachers sponsor them where they mentored them. It's kind of a mini Run the Streets program where kids, they ran after school 3 days a week, and all 30 of them finished the Little Rock 8K. And if people haven't been to Little Rock, that's if you can imagine running 5 miles around Little Rock, it's pretty hilly.
Yeah, I was going to say this is not a flat course like you would have at Custer Stadium.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we're really proud of our staff and their level of support for the program. So they had a great turnout, and it was a big success. So really proud of our community support and our employee support of the program.
Now, Project Fit America, this is a continuation of a program that was launched last year at Hoover and seemingly, I don't remember, someplace else.
Yes, we have this kind of finishes up our elementary schools. They've been a big supporter of all of the elementary schools here in Bartlesville, and I think also into Dewey and possibly some private schools as well. But they've been a big supporter here in Washington County.
Talking with Chuck McCauley, talking about Bartlesville schools, and we will continue coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning on a community connection with Superintendent of Schools, Chuck McCauley, almost old habits die hard.
That's okay.
but a lot of things coming up. fall break, but then the semester gets really moving fast.
It really does. Our quarter, our first 9 weeks just ended this past Friday, so we're on into the second quarter. And, of course, once you get to this, things seem to really move along quickly. This week, obviously, is fall break week, so classes won't be in session Thursday and Friday. And it won't be long before Thanksgiving week. That entire week we're out, and then obviously Christmas break will be right around the corner from there. But I mentioned to you some of the fall activities that will be coming to a close, be transitioning into winter. One thing I wanted to mention that's coming up, Monday, the Public School Foundation, they are having a fundraiser Monday evening at Hopestone. And it's really the kickoff event for their. They've announced their target this year of $100,000 for our elementary STEM initiative, which we couldn't do without their support. It's a free event. If someone's interested in coming, they can just contact Blair Ellis at the Education Service Center, or they can contact her through social media. But there'll be an opportunity for live and silent auction. I think almost all of the items have been donated by teachers. There's some different things, and so it's an opportunity for them to, for example, purchase some art, and half of the funds will go to the teacher and the other half goes towards the foundation, as well as just the opportunity to make a donation. I will give a presentation, an overview of where we are with our STEM initiative, and so it's really a great event. I believe it's the third year that the foundation has done that, and so really encourage people to, if they're interested. I realize it's coming right after fall break, so some people haven't quite thought about Monday yet. They're just thinking about the rest of the week, but really encourage them to attend. It's really a lot of fun. We'll have teachers and some students. They'll bring some kids along too to give a, for last year we had some mostly, it seemed like there was first graders that were there, and they were demonstrating their computer science module, some of the activities that they do, so they get to show those to people that are there, which is a lot of fun.
It is, and I think particularly because it's the first graders, or at least the lower elementary, whatever you got scheduled this year.
Right.
The enthusiasm and the feeling of achievement for some of those kids is just marvelous.
It really is, and we've had this last week, we've had a couple of special board meetings for our principals to come and give updates that from their sites, which is a great opportunity for the board to have some direct interaction with our site administrators, and also for the public to hear those things as well. But all of our elementary principals, they mentioned the excitement that has come along with the Project Lead the Way, or in other words, that elementary STEM curriculum, where kids really are getting that hands-on experience. And especially in the technology world that we live in and how that's ever changing, it's amazing what kids can do, what they're exposed to now, and it's exciting that we'll be able to offer these opportunities.
It is, and of course, just the value the foundation provides to the school system, traditionally with the grants to teachers, but more recently with fundraising efforts like this one, it's just dollars that you wouldn't be able to spend any other way.
That's right. We really would not be able to... we had a great jump start on our STEM initiative at the middle school and high schools with the support of Phillips 66 and also with ConocoPhillips. But to be able to expand that to the elementary level, that's not something we'd be able to do comprehensively. Where all schools, all grade levels, without the support of the foundation, the funding just simply is not there. So we're really proud of the foundation. They've donated over $200,000 the last 2 years to help us, because there are obviously materials that go along with it, and there's also training that goes along with it. And we are, over the next 2 years, we'll be implementing, we'll have all four of the STEM modules all implemented at all six of our elementary. So it's really exciting. It's really that hands-on learning. And, because as we all know, when kids are engaged, when they're engaged, truly engaged in their learning, there's less opportunities for other things to happen. So we really appreciate that student engagement and proud of the foundation for their support.
Yeah, and of course, the possibilities are endless. We're talking about, starting things off at a very early age for possibly careers that are not even available yet.
That's right. That's something I know I'm going to visit with our seniors about this afternoon, just to try to have an open mind as they continue to move forward. Because, as we all know, things change. You grow up, obviously, with your group of friends that you think about, that you're with, and then obviously you graduate, and then you're around different people. And so it's important to be open. And people, obviously, you get off into school and change their minds on what they want to do. And of course, over their working career, all the different opportunities that come along, too. You want them to be open to be lifelong learners, and this is a step in that direction.
Absolutely, and that is so key. just overall, as we look at other things going on, I saw the billboards for the different sports teams, particularly up and down Frank Phillips,
sure.
highlighting the seniors that are involved in each year. That hasn't been done for very long, but it's a great way just to get enthusiasm and say, you know, you're driving down the street, you know, I don't care what the sport is, mm-hmm. You know, volleyball. Oh, I went to some volleyball games in high school. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should go see what's going on now.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we really encourage folks to come out and support our kids. You know, that's what's really nice about a varsity football game. If that's probably the best bang for your buck in terms of seeing the most amount of kids participate in something, just in the sheer numbers. When you start thinking about not just the football players, which we have the largest number of kids playing football that we've had in my tenure, and I've been here 18 years, but also our band program. We have a large number of participants in band, our cheer, our palm, and then our student section is very involved. They really have a lot of fun. Really have a lot of fun at games too, so really encourage them to come out and support that. Obviously, we'll be transitioning. Mm-hmm. I should also mention too, Charlie, we did host the cross country. I mentioned that regionals are this Saturday. We hosted the conference meet last Wednesday, mm-hmm. which we're able to get that in, dodging all the rain that we had last week. So it was a great opportunity. I know I was able to go out and see. I think they had the junior high and high school kids run at different levels, and I think I heard Monday night that we had over 500 students, not just from Bartlesville, but from all over the areas to participate in that event. So really encourage folks to come out and see when we have these type of events. It's a great support. Because I know it's oftentimes when you have your own children that are involved, it's easy to get once they've moved along for you to move along too. So
yeah, check that off. That's right. Duty fulfilled. Don't have to do it again or whatever. But it's a good idea if you do.
That's right. And also wanted to mention too, in case just to remind our seniors, in terms of we do have passes for folks if they're over 62 years of age and they live in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. If they're interested, they can come to the Education Service Center and get a pass that'll get them into their home events for free. Now that doesn't apply to, for example, if we have a special tournament or a playoff game or some of those type of things, but you know, your regular season football game, that'll get them in free, or basketball, those type of things too. So we'd love to have you. We'd love to have the kids would love to see you there.
But does that strictly for sporting events, or does that also count fine arts and that sort of thing?
Generally counts for fine arts as well. There's some special sure. events that they sell tickets for, but counts for fine arts as well.
That was my assumption, but I didn't want to assume. So
sure.
Also, just seeing the notices, thinking of the fine arts programs, I know they're doing an abridged version of The Tempest, a little bit of Shakespeare, mm-hmm. Inviting the folks mm-hmm. in. Or if you prefer to look at it for science fiction, it's the same story as Forbidden Planet, the sci-fi movie. So, you know, either way.
That's right.
And then an opportunity for a sing-along.
Oklahoma. Yeah, yeah, that's coming up here first weekend in November, I believe, that mm-hmm. first week in November, too. Yeah, it's hard to believe this school year is moving along so quickly along that. So there's some great opportunities to come see our kids perform in many. I always enjoy the spring musicals that come up too, because there's so many kids involved, and the level of performance that they're able to provide our families and our communities is truly impressive.
It is. Board members are really plugged in. I mean, so many events that I attend, even community forums and that sort of thing. They're there. They're plugged in. They're asking questions.
Very very much so. And that's I know I was talking about the Run the Streets program Saturday. We had 141 school employees sign up for that event. We had a couple of school board members that were there. Andrea Nightingale and Allison Clark were there as well. So they are very plugged in. Those are, you know, those positions, those school board seats are, you know, obviously volunteer, and they really do put in a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about we had a lunch meeting this week and last week that were 2 hours out of their days, and then Monday night we had a board meeting that lasted a little over an hour too. So those are all volunteer. We did have lunch, so I was able to offer them a salad and a potato here the last couple of weeks. But really, we have a hardworking board that really is here to serve our kids, and so really proud to support them.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know you are involved in statewide events as well.
Sure.
Through just because you have already helped Bartlesville lead the way through the spring events at the state capitol and that sort of thing. And of course, voter registration is closed, but it's important regardless of whether it's school issues or just city council or other things that people do get out and. and participate.
That's right. I was personally very pleased. I know back in June on the primaries, just the sheer number of people that voted. I think it's obviously that's something that's important to all of us, that we participate and vote. I mean, I know that's something that we encourage our folks to vote, to, you know, stay educated on the issues and vote. And so hopefully that trend will continue. I'll personally be glad when this season is over. I've seen enough of political commercials right now. That's just a personal note too. But on a serious, joking aside, I do encourage everyone to pay attention. Obviously, you're right. Voter registration is over, but there's many different ways to vote. I mean, you can vote early. You can vote on the day.
You can apply for an absentee ballot now if you choose to. You know.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right too. So really, because there are many of those. Obviously, I was joking about the, you know, see many advertisements out there for the governor, but there's obviously some local elections that are very important. I would encourage everyone to participate and vote.
Yeah, absolutely. One state house seat still up to be decided.
That's right.
Locally, for a congressional seat to be decided, mm-hmm, locally. Mm-hmm. And like you said, whether it's state auditor, inspector, or attorney general, mm-hmm, but obviously governor, lieutenant governor, some very important choices to be made somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that's right.
As far as the Oklahoma School Board Association, mm-hmm, or the Administrators Association, what can you update us as far as what's going on statewide?
Yeah, sure. Well, one big thing in terms of advocacy, I know that we're so thankful that our legislature passed, obviously, the large teacher pay raise, which really made our teacher salary competitive for the first time in terms of regional comparisons. And so proud of that huge step, and it was quite a commitment for them to work together to do that. Really, our next step is for, in terms of that per pupil funding. And so what that means is that's where we think we should also have a regionally competitive in terms of our comparison states on what that number is and what those dollars do. Those do things like where you can hire more teachers, what would improve your class sizes, also the academic opportunities. I know many schools across the state have lost programs. A lot of times they're in elective areas.
No, you've mentioned the decrease in foreign languages, particularly in some of those. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, not to mention the fine art. We haven't, you know, the fine arts programs that have been cut throughout the state. We have not done that because it's a very important part of our community. But, you know, without bond issues and without our foundation, we wouldn't be able to do that. So the point being is that we need to continue to advocate for that per pupil, mm-hmm, funding for things like class sizes.
Does the state question on education funding affect some of that?
Great question. So the state question 801, I believe there is a state question that gives that, all that it does is provide some flexibility where folks could use some of their building fund millage in different ways. We could use for things like teacher salaries. However, the reality is, and to be clear, it does not provide any more money. All it does is provide some flexibility. So we already have some flexibility with our building fund, so it really would not do Bartlesville schools any good at all. It wouldn't hurt, it wouldn't help, it just does provide some flexibility, but requires no additional funding.
Yeah, and then I think that's one of the important parts of that particular question, that, sure, you know, just getting information out there. Sometimes we don't do the homework we should on state questions. We pay attention sometimes to the people, but not the topic sometimes.
That's exactly right, too. Yeah, so we would encourage, so that's what we'll be continuing from, because I know we've talked to our statewide organizations, education, about in terms of where we have a common message, where we have one thing. And truly, that's what people will be hearing more about as they get into the 2019 legislative session. I know we visited with our local legislators about it here just recently, about that per pupil funding. Which school funding can be complex, but I think people that understand that, people understood the importance of having the competitive teacher salary, and now we need to make it real clear for the public to understand the importance of having that competitive per pupil funding.
Okay. Well, again, we're talking with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and fall break for almost the rest of the week, but again, one more day of classes, at least the rest of today,
right,
and then events this weekend with competitive game tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And then at least a little bit of time for the band. Mm-hmm. And if you want to travel to see the band compete, where are they competing on Saturday?
They'll be down at Broken Arrow on Saturday. But the so tomorrow, football game at 7 o'clock. Friday at 6:30 here, the band will be performing there. Their show will be at 6:30 at Custer Stadium. That's free on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, our band will be competing, and also our cross-country teams will have regionals going on Saturday as well.
Busy. Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1, our Community Connection brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics and Tallgrass Motors.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Crews were called late last night to an oil rig.